pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day that Lum is expected to return home from the singing contest at Hot Springs. So far, Abner has not learned the results of Lum's efforts in the contest. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa.
Hey, he's here, Abner. He's here.
Who's here?
Why, Lum. He just now got in town.
Well, good for Lum. Did he say how he come out in the contest?
No, I ain't had a chance to talk with him yet. I think he stopped in down there at the barber shop, and I rest up here to tell you he's coming.
Oh, well, I'm proud you done that, Grandpa. Doggies, I'll sure be glad to see that old rascal again. He's been out of town there 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, Pine Ridge don't quite seem the same without old Lum.
No, it don't. Here at that store neither. It sure don't.
Yeah, how come you don't already know how he come out in the contest? Ain't he been writing to you?
Well, now, there's a peculiar thing, Grandpap. He sent me that first postcard telling me how he was having an awful time and suffering, and that's the last I heard from him.
Huh. Well, he must have won for he to come right over here. He want to stop by the barber shop and brag on it a while, I reckon.
You reckon he did, sure?
Well, could have been.
Well, I don't know. I hadn't heard a word from him, not a word.
I didn't know he was over there suffering, though.
Well, he said he was, and that card I got from him said he wasn't having a good time and he was suffering. You know, he was dreading that singing contest, yeah. Scared to death.
Jiminy, you don't reckon he went and suicided himself, do you?
Why, Dogus, I never thought about it. Wait a minute. What's the matter with us? He's right here in town. You said you just now seen
him.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Sure, what's the matter with me?
Feller can't walk around after he's suicided.
No, of course not. Well, I wished he'd hurry and get up here. I want to ask him how he come out in that singing contest.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, Grandpap, I don't much believe we ought to ask him that.
Oughtn't to ask him?
No, it'll be too embarrassing for him. As bad as he's bound to have did in the contest, why, he ain't going to want to talk about that to nobody, I know.
And he won't talk about it if he never win, and he won't want to talk about it if he did win. If he won it, he won't be speaking to you.
Well, we better not mention it, I don't believe.
Yeah, I'd love to know what happened, though.
Yeah, well, we'll find out someday. After this whole thing sort of blowed over, why, he'll more likely break down and tell us just exactly how he come out, you know.
Well, I'd rather know right now, though.
Yeah, but please don't ask him, Grandpap. Just don't bring up the subject. Don't even mention it. For my sake, don't do it.
For your sake?
Yeah. See, I feel sort of guilty about this whole thing myself. I was the one that actually talked Lum into going over to Hot Springs and singing in the contest. I don't know now why I ever done it, but... Well, at the time, it seemed like a good idea, I reckon, to me.
Yeah, I never could understand it myself, Abner, to be right honest. Seemed pretty pigeon-toed to me.
Yeah, it was. I admit it now. I done wrong.
Hog-calling contest, yes, but Lum singing don't sound like
no,
it.
No. I know now what a terrible, embarrassing thing I got him into. I just hope he's still speaking to me, though.
Oh, he'll speak to you, all right.
Well, I don't know.
Unless he win, that'll go to his head. He won't speak to nobody then.
Well, he ain't been writing to me, you know that. Dog, as I'm almost afraid to face him.
Well, now, you oughtn't to feel that way, Abner. You was just doing this to help Lum, just trying to get Miss Emmeline interested in him, and you sure done that, ain't you?
Well, yeah,
of course you have. I know every time I've been in the store here the last few days, she's called up to find out what you've heard from him.
Yeah, but I don't know how she's going to feel towards him when she finds out what a terrible failure he was, though.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, I never had thought about that.
Oh, that's
might have spoiled everything.
Yeah, that'll be bad, Grandpa. See, she's been so proud of Lum ever since I got her to thinking that he had such a wonderful baritone voice, you know.
Well, Abner, you don't reckon there's a chance that Lum win that contest? Maybe second or third place, Leesley?
No. Not with that voice of his and Grandpap.
No, that's right. I reckon not.
Well, you ought to know. You've heard him sing over at the church.
Yeah, I know I have. That's why I always try to set as far away from him as I can.
Yeah. Doggies, I wish I never had advised him to go to Hot Springs.
No, you made a mistake there. You oughtn't have did it.
Yeah. You know, Grandpap, I believe I'll get plumb out of the advice business. just get plumb out of it. I'm a failure at it, sure as the world. Fact is, if I'm going to open up anything, I'm going to open up an unadvised business. I think that's what I'll do.
Yeah, you do better at it, I believe, Abner.
Yeah, well, I ain't been doing good lately at the advice business. I know that.
Well, I know you sure never done no good for old Larry Hodgkins.
No, I know I never. I know.
You advised him to change jobs with his women and his mom-in-law, so they went down to the liver stable to run that while Larry stayed home and done the washing, and now the liver stable's starting to make money, and his women folks won't let him back in it.
Grandpap, you don't need to tell me all that. I know it. Fact says I know it too well. Don't even want to bring the subject up. Old Larry keeps coming in here, crying on my shoulder. Blames me for everything, so mad at me won't hardly speak, except
well,
to bowl me out.
Natural, natural.
Well, it just shows what you get when you try to help somebody. Just gratitude for you. Lose a friend over trying to help him.
Well, Abner, no feller ought to go around trying to tell some other feller how to run his business.
I don't know how
you come to start that in the first place. What in the world ever give you the idea that you could start an advice business?
Well, I advised one or two fellers about different things and turned out pretty good, and I just sort of thought I had a talents for it.
All right, Jiminy, wait a minute.
Huh?
There he comes.
Huh?
There's old Lum. He ain't changed a bit.
Oh, well, he's just been gone a few days. Natural won't be much of a change.
Look at them steps he's taking.
Recollect now. Don't start asking him nothing about the singing contest.
Oh, no, I won't. I'd sure love to, though. I'm just dying to find out how he come out.
Well, howdy, Lum, old boy. Come on in here, you old rascal.
Well, howdy, Abner. Hello there, Grandpap.
Well, howdy, Lum.
Yeah, come on over here and sit down, Lum. That dog is sure good to see you home again.
It's sort of nice to get back again. Yeah, more than likely be a little dull after all, after everything.
Yeah,
so. How did you come, how was your trip, Lum?
Oh, pretty good, Grandpap. Wasn't bad. You know how trips are. You go when you come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the way they are. You go when you come.
Yeah. How you feeling, Lum?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. A little tired, of course. Especially my voice.
Oh.
Say, that reminds me, Lum, how do you...
Cash up, Grandpap.
I suppose you fellas been wondering about, wondering different stuff about me.
Yeah, we have, yeah. I've been wondering, how you're feeling.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good.
Well.
A little tired in my voice, though.
Uh-huh.
You know how a feller's voice will get when he uses it quite a lot.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Abner, don't you reckon we could just ask him?
No, Grandpap, no. Well, sit down, Lum, old boy. I don't... you're sitting down, ain't you? I reckon you've been sort of wondering how everything's been going at the store here, Lum.
Well, to be honest, Abner, I just ain't had much time to think about the store. I've been so busy with my... Well, I've been busy.
Oh.
Yeah, been pretty busy.
Well, that's nice.
Abner, don't you think we...
No. Well, how are you, Lum? Oh, you said you was feeling all right, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm all right. A little tired in the voice is all.
Oh.
The voice.
Yeah.
Was anybody in the store asking about me while I was gone? Was any phone calls or anything?
Well, yeah, Miss Emmeline called.
She did?
Yeah, the fact is she called Mike and I every day you was gone.
Well, bless her heart. Did she ask about anything in particular?
Yeah, she wanted to know how you come out and... she wanted to know how you was feeling, I think.
Is that all she asked?
Well, that's all I can think of right offhand, I believe.
Oh. She didn't ask about anything else, huh?
Well, it's hard for me to recollect, Lum. I've been so busy here at the store since you've been gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure, been busy. Papa helped me out some, or I never would have got to work, did.
Yeah. Say, Grandpap, you started asking me a question a while ago. What was that? Well, what I wanted to find out, Lum, is how you
Grandpap,
come out...
Grandpap.
Huh?
Don't you have to go on home now.
I know. I don't have to go home or no place else.
Didn't Charity call you and tell you to get on over to the place or something?
Not that I know of. Fact says she's over visiting Miss Pomeroy today.
Oh. Well, just watch yourself then.
Yeah, all right.
What's the matter? Is it too hot in here for you, Lum? Notice you keep opening the front of your coat there.
Why, I believe it is a little warm in here, now that you mention it.
Well, I hadn't noticed it. Fact is, I thought it was sort of chilly. Didn't you, Grandpa?
Yeah, I did. I just sitting here wishing I had my fascinator on.
But if you're too warm, Lum, I'll open the window for you.
No, don't do that. I don't want to put you to no trouble.
Why, it ain't no trouble. Be proud to do it for
you. No, don't bother. I'll just slip my coat off here. It's too tight for me anyway.
Yeah, well, if you'd rather. Of course, I'll still be glad to open up the window. For the land's sakes, Lum, what's that pinned on your vest there? Looks like a ribbon of some kind.
Oh, well, that little old thing. I forgot it was still on.
What's it for?
Oh, I don't know. I forget just now.
What does it say on there? What's that print and stuff?
Oh, don't ask me. I never did pay no attention to it.
Well, wait a minute. Stand still so I can read it here.
Yeah, there was so much clappering and hollering and whistling whenever they pinned it on me, I never did notice what it said.
Fourth Annual Choral Society State Singing Contest. First prize... Solo division.
First prize.
All right, Doggies Lum, did you win first prize?
Is that what it says?
Why, Lum entered, you old rascal. Well, congratulations. All right, Doggies, I knowed all the time I'll give you the right advice. Yes, sir, I'm an ad advisor if I ever seen one.